is the one that discusses Malchus Chashmoinoim, often discussed on Hanukkah time. I'd like to look at two distinct passages of the Ramban. The first is the very beginning of the parasha, Ve'echi Yaakov Emitzvam Shavas Rishona. The opening Ramban of the parasha is one of a series of Rambans that of Masa Ovasim Levanim that specifically relates the Golus Mitzrayim, or sees in the Golus Mitzrayim elements of later Golius. So here the Ramban writes, Kivaris Karti, already appointed at the end of Parshas Miketz. Mitzrayim Shehu Golusenu Hayom V'yada Chayi Reviyas Yiromi. That Yaakov going down to Mitzrayim is emblematic of our present day Golus, the fourth Golus. Yaakov, so how does this relate? What elements do you see in Mitzrayim that relate to our present Golus? And then what he says, Ki b'nei Yaakov heim atzmam sibibu ridasam sham b'mchiras yosef achi. Number one is that we brought it upon ourselves. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen, as the Ramban Shita is, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen so that we would realize that this is a Masa Ovo Simon Labonim for later on times. So how did we bring about the Golus Mitzrayim? Because we sold Yosef. And the Ramban will record in a moment that we were the ones who brought the Romans into Israel. Discuss in a minute. Number two, Yaakov Yorad Shom Ibn Arov. We could add, by the way, that the Gemara says that the Churban Bayisheni, the beginning of this Golus, was Mishum Sinas Achim. So it matches the sale of Yosef. The Yaakov Yorad Shom Ibn Arov. And Yaakov left, he was chased out of Israel because of famine. And he thought that he was going to find refuge in a place that was a very, very friendly host country. Because Paro loves Yosef. Yosef saved Mitzrayim. And the intent was to leave Mitzrayim the moment the famine was over. V'hinei lo yol, they didn't leave. Aval orach olam ha-golos, but the golos became long and burdensome. Umeisham, and they died in golos. V'olu atzmoisav, and Yosef's bones were taken up. V'ziknei paroi v'sor ve'elu, v'osu imo evil kovid. So these, and it was Paro's cabinet which brought him up, brought Yaakov up. He's referring to Yaakov at this time. Atzmoisav is Yaakov. V'osu imo evil kovid, and they mourn for him. V'chein. So now these are the elements of Golus Mitzrayim that we're supposed to see in our present day Golus. Chein anachnu im romi ve'edom achinu his hesobunu hesibunu. Biyaseinu biyodam, ki korsu brisim eromim. The gripus of melech achrein lebay sheni baruch aleim liyezra. Right, we know that the Jewish leadership was split into two warring families, and since once they were in battle. So one of them invited the Romans, who were then stationed, I think, in Egypt, to come up and help them in what was essentially a civil war. So you have the similar kind of setup. Right now the two families escaped me. What are the two families' names? It was Tabulus, no?
Yeah, Hercules and Isaac.
Right, okay. So those are the two warring families. And I think it was Tabulus was the one who invited the Romans in to fight, and eventually that gave them a foothold in Eretz Yisrael. So again, you have a civil war, like you have Yosef and the brothers, And then the involvement of the involvement of the Romans was that we brought it upon ourselves. We gave the Romans a foothold in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Hirsch writes the same thing is true with Hellenists. He writes that that it's recorded that I think his name was Jason, and he was a Kohen Gadol, I think. So he went to the Greeks and invited the Greeks to build a gymnasium of Greek culture. And then he writes, Agrippus HaMelech HaAcharon, and Agrippus, who's the last of the Jewish kings, Baruch Aleim LiEzra, Ubnei Arom Nelkadu Anshei Yerushalayim. Today, as a Reteves, so the siege began. Ultimately, it was famine which brought down Bayi Sheni, which brought down Yerushalayim. Ultimately, that's what broke the Jewish rebellion against. We had the longest and toughest rebellion of all of the countries that the Roman Empire overran. So the Jews were Israel was the toughest land to conquer. Yerushalayim was one that gave Titus the toughest pushback. That's why that's why the Titus's triumph was such an important event, and that's why they built a chain. They celebrated it because it was embarrassing to the Romans that they couldn't get Yerushalayim. So they finally got Yerushalayim, so it became a celebration for the Romans. In Roman understanding, that's why when they ransacked Yerushalayim, they did it with such cruelty. Also, you all are aware that the famine was brought about, or certainly if not brought about, was certainly we were defeated by famine because in the course of the civil war, so the Sikrikim burned the food storage that the Prushim had. Medrash writes that they wouldn't have burned, we had enough food to last, I believe it was close to 20 years. And the Sikrikim burned it. So that all matches the idea of famine and the idea of our own civil discord, which brought about our downfall. V'agolus arach aleinu ma'od, and just as the 400 years, or whatever, the 210 years that they were in Mitzrayim was so far beyond what they anticipated being there a few years, so too, hagolus arach aleinu ma'od. Lo noda kitzok yishar agolus. We are unaware of of when it's going to end. And that might be part of what happens later on, that Yaakov is unable to tell us when the goal is going to end. That's maybe part, that was maybe a mass of a similar bonum. Vanachnu boy kim veisim, oimrim yobshuats meisenu, nigzar lonu. And just as Yaakov died in Golos, so the Ramban says, Ramban already in his Kufa says, already yalachnu boy kim veisim. We're ready. We're suffering. We're suffering terribly. We're ready. Just compared to what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be, so we're just atzomei sivashes. We are a vibrant people, right? But compared to what we're supposed to be, so we're atzomei sivashes. That's the nivu of Yechezkel. V'yalu oisanu mikolo amim minchol Hashem v'yiyye lohem evel kovid v'oisem kivoydenu. So the bringing of Yaakov back, according to the Ramban, that's a similar bonim of Klal Yisrael's return to Eretz Yisrael. So just as Yaakovina was brought back by the family, by the palace of Paro, so eventually we are going to be brought back to Eretz Yisrael, and we will be restored by the other nations. Now, the Ramban sees it, I think, as a time that we have not yet seen. V'yilem Abel Kovid b'roisim kivaydenu. And the Abel Kovid they're going to have, that they had for Yaakovinu, is that they will have an Abel Kovid, because then they'll see what the world was missing by not having Klal Yisrael in its proper position. I guess one could suggest Menachlan Nira v'nikmas Hashem Yikaimenu v'nichilafonu. One could suggest that the rest, that the bringing of Yaakov back, maybe Lo'asa Lovoi, we will look back and we will see the restoration of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael via the United Nations as being the Simon Labanim. Yaakov Avinu was brought back to Eretz Yisrael. He was still at Tzomas Yevashos. Klal Yisrael was not restored to its previous glory, but he was brought back to Eretz Yisrael by Beis Paro. So maybe, we don't know, but maybe we'll be able to look back and we will see that this is the Masa Ovos Simon Labanim. That's probably what the Ramban is intimating. That's the purpose of the first pasuk. V'chi Yaakov Eretz Yisrael Shvas Rishona. V'chi Yaakov Shnei Chayom Sheva Shana V'Rabam Amas Shana. What is the point of the 17 of recording for us that there were 17 years that were there? So apparently, what the Ramban was pointing out to us is the fact that the Torah stresses that there were 17 years there is because there are elements of those 17 years which are a masa of a simon labanim. Good. I'd like to look at the birchas, the bracha that Yaakovino gives Menashe and Ephraim. That's the Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Tezvav and Tezayin. Vayivarech, for he had already said Vayivarech is Yosef Vayomar. Right again, what happens? Vayikach Yosef Vishneim, he takes it from Menashe, and then the Sikil is Yodov. Right, and then it says, "Vayivarech es Yosef." He extends the bracha to Yosef. Vayomer Elikim Asher Halchu Vaysay Lefanav Avraham Bitzav Elikim Aruah Osi Meodi VeAd Yom Hazeh Hamalach Agol Osi Mikol Ra Yivarech es Nerim. All right, it's a very lengthy way of saying Kodesh Baruch Hu should give a bracha. Yivarech es Nerim Vikirei Vem Shmi Veshem Avaysay. So what parts of this bracha do we understand? We understand v'yidgul erov v'kerev that they should multiply. Good. What's v'kori v'em shmi v'shem avaysai? Avram v'yitzchak. Next. What's the point of the lengthy introduction? Elohim asher es halchu avaysai lefonov Avram v'yitzchak. Again. Elohim right, and then a downgrade. Not again. Elokim ago elosim yahamalach ago elosim yikol ra. After that, then Yaakov gives a bracham. Mayivarechein the bracha gives Menashe Ephraim pasuk chav. Is Bilcha Yverech Yisrael Imo Yisim Balikim Kifayim Chum Dasha. Okay, let's look at the Ramban. Pasuk Tesvav. By Yverech Yis Yosef Yomar. Atam, ki Yverech Yis Yosef, Be'avosi also, Birich is Bonov. The bracha he loved Yosef so much that he gave a bracha to Yosef's children. That's why Yivarech is Yosef, Ayyumar. Why is he giving a bracha to Nashon Ephraim? He's going to give a bracha to Yisrael later on. Yisrael will get probably the longest bracha of all the Shvatim. So he's giving, out of love for Yosef, he's giving him an additional bracha, he's giving a bracha to the next generation. V'yagid, ki lehoyo leYosef zera acher, v'yisa kol berchose bebirchas eila ne'orim. Oishi korve shor bonav al shem acheyim. Umi birchosom yivarachu gamheim. And the Ramban says that either Yosef did not have other children, or if he had other children, then they their bracha will come through Menashe and Ephraim. He thinks that the latter is correct, and that's Rashi says as well. Ki anavi omer umoladetcha asher olata achreim locho yiyu. Because Yaakov Inu said previously, he says when he gives them, when he gives Yosef extra, so he says, and your future children will be will be associated with Menashe and Ephraim. So it seems that, so therefore there seems to be there were more children. Udvar nila reik, and if Yaakov Inu said this, so then it would not happen. Avol holid achrechein bonim kidas ukele shamar ubonin. The toilet masrayon v'yi asher elalata omar b'mokay mos k'moy shalakachti miyad amari b'rab milvada ki al derech hapshad yire shekvar hoyu lo yibonim shalir achrei boye lo mitzrayma v'moshu tzuk l'arach v'lo yimar v'yato shnei v'necha nolodim l'cho afrayim u'minashe ki uvim nishim in yuli. And the Yak and the Ramban goes further and says it's very possible that he had other children already, and that's why he has to be specific. The two children that were born to you, Ephraim and Menashe. If he didn't have other children, he would just say, "Bring your boys over." Now, next Ramban. Ashelo agedula v'yagivura v'osli moem es agedolos v'esanei rois v'yikarei l'lokeo emes ashero oso me odo. Again, yikarei anovi, Yaakov Avinu is calling upon, calling towards, a davni. Elokea vosov, what does it mean, elokea vosov? Elokim eshes halchu avoisai lefonov Avrom v'Yitzchok. So he says that's Asher lo agedula v'yagivura. Asher v'osu imoim, and he did for them gedolos v'yesanoi roz. V'korei lo ke'emes, and then he refers to lo ke'emes. Asher royo somi odo, that always took care of him. Alright? What's the Ramban talking about? So, look, what the Ramban is referring to over here is, and this is the part of the concepts that we have of having a lekei Avraham, a lekei Yitzchak, Yaakov. Alright? Ramban points out several times that the Ribbono Shel Olam miyached shmoi on the Ovis, right? And being miyached shmoi on the Ovis means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu associates one particular midah of himself with one of the Ovis, right? The Ramban is the beginning, I believe, the beginning of the whole development of the idea. It's an idea which comes from Kabbalah, but in terms of our svarim that make these ideas available to us, the Ramban begins this idea of Titin Emes Liyakim Chesed Posuk and Micha. Titin Emes Liyakim Chesed Avraham. Ramban says it several times, it's twice. That Titin Emes Liyakov means that Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to Yaakov Avinu, or better yet, Yaakov Avinu exemplifies this mid of Emes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Titin Chesed Liyavram, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu exemplifies the mid of Chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyached shmoy on a person, so that means, apparently, in the Ramban's thinking, that means that that person has now mastered that midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that we will have access to that midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that person. Right? Moshe Moda V'doimah, Ramban writes the beginning of, in his Akdama to Shmos, that the tzaddikim are merkava shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, me merkava, that the tzaddikim are the drivers of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the limousine of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, they are the way Kadosh Baruch Hu makes his presence felt in this world. They are the way that we are able to access ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So a tzaddik masters certain midas, the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then that midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes accessible to us. That midah of our mitzvahs becomes accessible to us. Right? Avraham Avinu, by mastering the midah of chesed, made the midah accessible to Bas Avidam. Bas Avidam would be able to say, how are we going to ever manage the midah of chesed? We can do little things here and there, but is it feasible for us to exemplify a form of chesed which Kadosh Baruch Hu exemplifies? Right? So the answer is, it can be done, because Avraham Avinu was boss of Adam, Saif, and Avraham Avinu did it. That's Pshat, Hei Neim Merkava. The limousine of a Kadosh Baruch Hu means that, Lani is dieting, it means that a limousine, a chariot, a Merkava makes the king accessible to the people. Right? That's how he gets place to place, that's when he stops, that's how people see him. So the Merkava Kadosh Baruch Hu means that the meat of Chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam is accessible to us in two ways. Number one, is accessible to us that we could master it to the measure that we're able to, and we can appeal to it. And the Machiah says, Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avram is the Midah of Chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Elokei Yitzchak is the Midah of Gevura, and Elokei Yaakov is the Midah of Emes. So we are appealing, you know, the different ways of learning Pshat, different Kavanas. The Rav used to say that we are expressing that we have a zchus to be mispal to Kadosh Baruch Hu via, because we're children of Avishtim Yaakov. It's our entry. Rambam and Machaya says the other way around, that we are appealing to that, maybe that's Pshat in Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu. But why do we say Elokei Avram? We say Elokei Aviseinu already? Because we're appealing to a specific midah. So over here, to this idea, I think, of appealing to a certain midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that's what's introduced over here. By Yemar Elikim, Asher Halchu Avisai Lefanov, Avram VYitzchak, the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Avram and Yitzchak Hoylech Lefanov, it means that they adopted, that they served him. Pashtun means they served him. Alright? Now, but in this context, where Yosef is appealing to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should give a certain bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, to Yosef, so he's appealing to the midah that we associate with Avraham Yitzchak. Right? That's the Ramban's lashon. Yikore Anovi, or Yikra Anovi, El Elokei Avosav. He's now davening to Hashem. He's calling to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What if he calls the God of his father? Ashaloya Gedula. Gedula is the midah of Chesed. Hagavura, that's the midah of Yitzchak, of Gavura. Ashalo Agdula Gavura. V'osu imohem es agdolos v'sanei rois. V'osu imohem, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu did with them, with these midos, Gedolos v'nei rois. Alright, that's number one. Alright? Helikim asher halchu avisai lefanov Avram v'Yitzchak. So that's what we say, like Avram and like Yitzchak. So we understand what it means to appeal to the midah of chesed. That's the midah of gedula, because gedula is expansive. Chesed is expanding. Chesed is that a person wants to share what they have. Right? Chesed is being a meitiv. Chesed is that's a natural thing of a person. And Ramchal says this is the aside of our Ashkofa. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be a meitiv. Right? Avram was Magdil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram was Magdil himself. And the Foshish are also Mechaber. Mechorban. Right? Because Avram was the meat of Chesed is to take whatever you have and move it beyond. So Elohim, he was saying the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was appealing to the Mida of Chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gevura is the ability to do unusual, unnatural things. Right? How do we know that? Because the second bracha is called Gevurot, and the second bracha is Mechayim Esim. Right, Yitzchak is a Kedeta. He was able to do something that was beyond the ability of human beings. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things. The Midah of Gevura is changing things that are beyond our scope of anticipation. Mechayim Esim, right? The whole bracha of Gevura is switching from. So we're appealing to the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that does that, right? And we're appealing to and a human being can accomplish Gevuras because we saw that Yitzhak was boss of Adam and he accomplished Gevuras. Okay, now the next, what's Pshat in Titin Emes LeYaakov, right? So usually when Svarim discuss Titin Emes LeYaakov, so usually this forum discuss the idea of Teferis, or Dessler describes it as that Emes brings together Chesed and Gevura, because Chesed and Gevura are usually operate in different realms, right? Chesed usually operates in the realm, it's in human, in our own mind. Chesed and Gevura seem to be different realms. Chesed is seems to be a giving nature and a soft nature, and a sharing nature, and Gevura seems to be a demanding, and that's how describes it. Rav Dessler describes the avoda of Gevura is an avoda which comes to very difficult self scrutiny, and very difficult and self demanding. So the avoda of Chesed and the avoda of Gevura work usually in different realms. So Tiferes, Yaakov, Emes brings it all together. But Leah's deity, I find it easier to understand the different approach to Emes. Many people raise the question that, and the Ramban's going to address it, why do we associate Emes with Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is not the, Emes is not the first thing which comes to mind when we think of Yaakov Avinu, right? He got the brachos, we would think, not through Emes, right? He got his wealth with Lavan, he worked it out. Right, it wasn't through Sheker. It was a negotiated deal. He acted without any question about it. But you wouldn't call that deal the most transparent deal that has ever been made, where everybody knew at the very outset exactly what's going to happen and how it's going to work out. So you wouldn't associate Yaakov and Lavan as Emes. Right? You associate it as Yaakov dealing with Lavan in the fashion that Lavan has to be dealt with. Even the things which happened to Yaakov Avinu are not emistic. He married Leah. Didn't happen. He wouldn't associate with the meat of Emes. So it's counterintuitive. So you have to understand. So I believe that this Ramban explains to us how we should understand Emes LeYaakov. So Ramban says now, after he has called upon Avram and Yitzchak, the next pasuk is Elokei Yaakov. Elokim haroya oisim e'oidi ve'ad ha'yayim hazeh. Right? Who's always taking care of me. I'll tell you how if it's correct, how I came to this idea. When you look at the Birchas, the Brachim Avos, it seems to me, and I can't prove this, but it seems to me that the pattern of three repeats itself over and over again. Right? For example, Akel Hagodol Hagibor Vanoira. So Godol is Avram, Chesed. Gibor is Yitzchak. Hanoira should be Yaakov. All right. Kel Elyon. Then Gomel Chasodim Tovim is Avram. Right. V'koinei Akoyol. Okay, that could be Yitzchak. Gevura is the totality. Mechayim Mason means there's nothing that's not ordained by the Ribbono Shalom. Right. Akel Hagodol Hagibor Vanoira. Gemel Chasam Tov Mekone Hakoel Vizoicher Chaz Deyomis should be Yaakov Avinu, right? So the Gemara says in Yuma Samachtes, a famous Gemara, Loma Nikra Shmon Anshe Kines Agdola. Minchas 1 o'clock, right? Why they call Anshe Kines Agdola Shech Ziru At Torah Le Yoishna? Because they brought back Kadosh Baruch Hu's glory to the way it was. Also, Moshe Omar Okel Agodol Agibar Anoira. Also, Yirmiyo VaOmar Nochrim Mekarkerin BeCholai Aye Neira Oisav. If you have Goyim and they have free access and they can do whatever they want and do nonsense in Beis Hamikdash, where is Neira? LoYomer Neira. He said Akel Agodol Agibar. Also, the Neil Omar Nochem Mishtabdim Bivonov, the Goyim are making us serve them, are enslaving us. Ayeg Vuroisov, where do you see the Gvur of Kodesh Baruch? He can't, doesn't come and save us, doesn't take us out. Layomar Gimur. Also, Inu Biyomru. So, Kodesh Baruch was down to Akel HaGodol. It's called Hecher Shemon Esra, right? So, quick Shemon Esra. So, Hecher means ladder. Is the Omru, and they said, "Adraba, Zui Gvuros, Zui Gvurosoim, Shekoy Veshes Yitzroy, Shenois in Erecha, Payim Livishoim." Right? This is Chazal. So the Ashkenazic Knesset said, "You can see Gvurosoi, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Koy Veshes Yitzroy. He's patient. He's offended. He's insulted. His children are enslaved." He is no Beis HaMikdash, right? Because Baruch Hu is patient. He waits. It could be that this is the covenant we're supposed to have in Midavan. Okay, Allah, God will give him on there because the Hanshek Nesak Dola or Miyase this. So it could be that this is the Gemara, this is what should be in the in our minds when we're davening. What's Noira? So again, Gevura, the different kinds of Gevura. But Ezo Gibra Kovish, that's also a Gevura. That's also an unnatural and unusual form of strength and fits into Yitzchak. What's a Noira? Il Mole Moiroi Shalakadish Baruch Hu Heyech Umo Achas Yichol Liskayim Beinu Umois. Right? How's the Shaykh for us to make it? If not for Moiroi Shalakadish Baruch Hu. That's what Noira is, that we've made it, that we're still here, right? The famous of Yaakov Emden. This is the greatest ness of it all, is that we're here. So if what I'm saying is correct, so Noira is the midah of loyalty. Emesli Yaakov, I was wondering with Emesli Yaakov, does that doesn't mean Emes that we translated? It doesn't mean truth. It means a much deeper form of integrity. It means loyalties. Always with us. So then it would fit in very well. Okay, la godol chesed agvura yitzchak v'hanoira. Ayin eroisav. Where do we see the Kodesh Baruch Hu is loyal to us? Goyim nochir mechak mekarkim beveisai. So Chazal say, no, the fact that we're still alive, that we made it amongst all the Yom Yisraelim, is only because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is loyal to us, is maintaining. And then he say, then you goimel chasodim toivim zavram, right? The koine akoil, all right. I have to work on still, but I think it could be Yitzchak. And then mizrech chas deyovis, that's loyalty. That's the meat of Yaakov Avinu. So where do we see all of this? Ramban halakim haroya oisi me oidi ana yaimazeh. That's the meat of Emes. It's the meat of Yaakov Avinu. So Ramban writes. Ramban says, V'yikra l'lekei o'emes, and now he says the first part was he was saying l'lekei Avram, like we say in Shemoneh Esrei, l'lekei Yitzchak, he was appealing to the midah of gevura and of gdula, and now he appeals to the midah of emes. Asher it makes so much more sense. Again, this is the idea. I'm saying this very, very, very speculative fashion, because that's not the way emes Yaakov is usually presented. On the other hand, if you look at it in this way, so then you, the loyalties of Yaakov Avinu that you see, right? Because even though it begins to be tested when he has to leave his father's home, and after all said and done, right, he leaves his father's home, he marries the people that his father wants him to marry, right? Yehuda had a period of time where he gave up on it, according to Menezer. Right, when Yehuda marries Bathshua, right, Kanani, so how can he marry a Kanani? That's exactly what his father was told not to marry. Right, so Rashi says doesn't mean Kanani, it means merchant, right? Because Rashi's stuck. So Ibn Ezra says no, that's what happened to Yehuda. Yehuda was in a bad place, as we say nowadays. He had fallen from the family. It was, I don't know if it was rebelliousness or if it was a sense of distance from the family. So he davka, according to Ibn Ezra, he felt he's no longer a chelik of the family. He was involved in the sale of Yosef. He doesn't have the zechus that is. He doesn't have to marry he can marry a Kenani, because he felt so fallen from the family and so apart from the family, and so he was so disappointed at that point that he had not maintained the values of the family, and he had not lived up to what he expected of himself, so he can marry Kenani as well, right? But Yaakov Avinu leaves home, he goes to the place, his brother's hunting him. He had every reason to believe that his parents had messed him up, right? His parents, what his parents did to him, they made him into a fugitive. He doesn't know my Yolid Yoim now, right? He didn't need the bracha. He could have stayed in the tent, right? So, but he stays the course of Yitzchak. The first thing he does is he goes to Shem Be'ever, right? He stays the course, even though he's every reason to say that he's been thrown out. He stays the course, and he goes to find Rachel, right? He's forced into marrying Leah. He's not Megarish Leah. He has children with Leah, Shvatim with Leah. Right? So he works for Lavan. He's extremely loyal to Lavan. Right? At the end of the day, Yaakov is able, this could work out. Either you say Emes, how do you learn Pshat Emes? But when Yaakov says to Lavan, I was the best possible Shomer you could have, we learn Hilchos Shomer Socher from Yaakov Avinu, right? So that shows he was Emes. How do you learn it? But that's what Ramban's pointing out. He always stayed with him. He quotes Shlomo HaMelech, who identifies the not leaving somebody. That's what a shepherd is, right? That's what a shepherd is. You hire a shepherd to stick with the sheep. If the shepherd doesn't stick with the sheep, he's not doing his job. So the purpose of the shepherd is to take the sheep out, bring the sheep back. If the shepherd doesn't bring all the sheep back, he's not. He didn't know what he's supposed to do. So the idea of a roya is not only caring, but the idea of a roya is ongoing, unceasing watchfulness. Right? Now, let's start Kibimida Rishon, because real Sholem comes from that knowledge that you're taken care of. Because Baruch is watching over you. Person wants the Mida Sholem Vireyas. Right? How does a person achieve a certain peacefulness of mind? So ultimately, if a person knows, Lu Yitzur, a person, put it in very human terms, a child, a little child, who is the purity of thought, right? So, What when you look at a little child and you see some peacefulness, why does nothing bother him? Nobody doesn't know what should even bother him, right? He doesn't know, he has no worry, he doesn't know what to worry about. And any worry that he's ever had, his parents took care of him, right? He was cold, he was hungry, he had to get someplace. So the certain peacefulness of childhood is because there's nothing to worry about. Because the pattern has been that whatever's happened, whatever needs to happen, happen, right? So an adult reaches a certain amount of shalom when if a person is able to have that level of emunah, and that level of bitachin, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of things, so that's a certain amount of peacefulness person has. Doesn't mean that the things are going to be easy, doesn't mean things are going to be always cheerful and happy, but if a person gets to that madrega, it's a madrega, it's an avoda, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of things, that's the Chazon Ish's approach to bitachin. Bitachin is not that everything will work out well the way that I think it'll work out. That's the one approach to bitachin that some have. Chazon Ish's approach to bitachin was that whatever is happening, Kadosh Baruch Hu is working that out. Right. So the Ramban says, if a person can say that Elokim haroya oisi me'oidi ala yoyim hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu always took care of things. He's always on top of things. So that's a certain midah of shalom, shalom v'reyus. And that's pshat and hamalach hagoyel oisimi kol rom is hamalach hagoyel hu ha'oina oso ba'es tzoros tzoroso. That is the midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that is always responsive to us. Right, so l'chayra, what the Ramban is pointing out is that these are two distinct midos, and that's why they're identified separately. L'aniyas daiti, the common aspect of haroya oisi and a malach hagoyel oisi, in the Ramban's thinking, is constancy. Me'oidi v'aray mezeh ha'oyna oisi be'eis terasei. But l'chayra, there's a different midah over here. One midah is to be aware, continuously aware, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of things. The midah of Hamalach HaGoyel is not that, because if Goyel means I need a geula, right? Goyel means I'm in trouble. But Goyel means that Kadosh Baruch Hu will get me out of trouble. Goyel means is that I'm having a Hester Ponim right now. I don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu right now, but Kadosh Baruch Hu will reappear and respond to my tefillas. So what the Ramban is saying is that what Yaakov Avinu was saying is that there are two distinct aspects of emes. Like there's an emes of geula and there's an emes of golos. Right? The two different madregas. Right? Two different ways. There's two different ways that we could see loyalty and emunos, and we could see that we see it in people as well, right? When you hear drushes about people, right? You go to a simcha, and somebody's speaking about a friend, a wife, a parent, right? So you hear different nuschois, right? So one nusach you often hear, they're always there for me. Right? So what does that mean? It means when I get into trouble, I can call upon them. Right? So that's one nusach. It doesn't mean that if I suddenly hear a nusach that I can call upon them. Right? Whenever they always pick up the slack or something. So there's a different midas. One is that person's mamish there, and the other is not mamish there, but I know that when I get into trouble, that I'll be able to call upon them. So that's apparently what Yosef had to know going forward, right? And the new midah that Yaakov Avinu was, what is it, the new midah? Go weiter. Keep a midah, he shalom reyes, a malach a goyel who oin a beis rasi, v'sha'om al anoich a kel beis kel, who should ne'mar olav ki shmi bekir boy. Right? The Ramban is now making references to Anochi Akel Beis Kel, right? That's when beginning of Vayetze. Lamed Aleph, what is it, Yud Gimel? Lamed Aleph, Yud Gimel. No. Lamed Aleph, Yud Gimel. Yeah. This is Yaakov on his leaving Laban's house. The Malach says in the Chalom, he says, look what's happening. And the Malach shows how he's been taking, how he's been moving the sheep backwards and forwards. Anoich yokel meizkel. Hashem Meshach to Shem Matzev Hashem Nadar to Lisham Neder Ato Kum Tzemin Ade Oretz Azoyis V'shuv Al Eretz Amelatecha. So the Malach says, this is I'm the one, I'm the same Gilui Elokis that you had in Beis Kel. But so you're leaving your parents' home, you're going to Golos, so you're having Hester upon him, but I was taking care of things. And that's Pshat in Kishmi Bekirboi V'lachachom Bekirb Oretz. Right? This is Shmois. Now he's going forward. The Ramban is referring to a famous Ha'or he's going to make in Parshas Bo, that the different Makos represented different teachings that we had to have. So Ramban is beginning this idea. It's going to develop now in Sefer Shmois. Ki Shmi B'Kirboi. So there's a group of Makos that, what's Ki Shmi B'Kirboi? So apparently it means there's a certain Gili Elokos that we're going to have, that we're going to see there. But by the time we got to the Makos, so we were seeing the Yad Hashem that we had not seen in some time. We were seeing, okay, a Malach HaGoyel. All right, then he says, Ve'al Yikshe Olov Mei Odi Adayoyim Hazeh Im Mashek Osam V'Pozol Vizbach HaZavachim L'Kei Aviv Yitzchok Ki Mi Oidoi Yancheyu B'Derech Emes Avoloi Nisyachet L'Yamid Ad Shuv L'Eretz Avoyisov. He says, now you're going to ask me a kasha. And you're going to say, I just told you that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megale and was Miyached this Midah that he's discussing over here in Malach HaGoyel, right? You're going to tell me that that's inconsistent with what I told you when it said, Vayizbach Zavakim Lekei Aviv Yitzchak. You're going to tell me, why is it inconsistent? It could be one of two reasons. It could be, I'll tell you simple now, because late, it could be that what he's saying is that the Ramban said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyached shemoi on a person, the Achar Me'ah V'Yesra. With two exceptions. The two times when Yitzchak was referred to as, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was referred to as Pachad Yitzchak. And in both cases, both Rashi and the Ramban excuse it. Say, this is not really, this breaks the rules. One time Rashi says, because Yitzchak was already a Suma, he didn't have the Yates of a regular person, so he already was Kilu, he was already not in this world anymore. But the rule is, as long as a person in this world is not Miyachid Shemai, a person can only really master, it can only be said about a person that he mastered Amida when you see in a retrospective, right? Otherwise, for whatever reason, this person is still a boss of a dumb. He can't be associated with the Midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now, the Ramban that I just said goes against what I said over there. Amalach HaGoyles Yimikol Ro, Yireches HaNarim. So I just told you that Kadosh Baruch Hu that Yaakov was referring to the Midas HaEmes, of which he was considered to be a master, as well as through him we could, and we could now appeal to this Midah. By calling on Elokei Yaakov, but Yaakov is still alive. He's giving. He still has a lot to do. He's to give all the brachas, all the shvatim. Still, so it's not a problem. Because ever since Yaakov was on the scene, he was revealing to him Derech Emes. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not associate the Midah of Emes with Yaakov Avinu until he got back to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Gam, number one, because he was in Eretz Yisrael. Can't happen in Chutz Laretz. Number two, Gam ba'avur shu utzrach lis'atlis naheg im lovan b'derech b'saltol ve'einenu derech Emes. right? And furthermore, right, and again, was bothering the Ramban, probably perhaps more precisely than what I said a moment ago, is that the midah of emes, how can we say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu conducted himself with the midah of emes and Yaakov, ever since Yaakov left his father's home, and now he's only going to be able to refer to him specifically as a Lekei Yaakov much later in life? If the Rabbanu Shalom was being megalamid of emes through Yaakov at an earlier stage, why are we waiting till now to be megalamid? So the Ramban says that's not a problem. Number one is because he has to be back in Eretz Yisrael, and number two, as long as he was in Lavan's home, then he had to do things which were not as emistic as we would want them to be. Right. So again, in other words, even though the Ramban said that what Yaakov Avinu did with Lavan was entirely honest, and it was mutter for him to have all the sheep that he got because he made a deal and he kept his part of the deal. Nevertheless, since the only way to deal with Lavan is by matching wits with Lavan, by matching trickery with Lavan, Im Navor Tis Tambor, the Yishlom Melech says, Im Navor Tis Tambor. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu could not, so therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu could not associate his mid of emes with Yaakov until this point. Two horrors. Oh, number one is that according to Ramban, this pasuk is still true to the idea that when a person's b'chayim, he cannot say Kadosh Baruch Hu is not miyached even in midah with him. Why? Because he's very careful to say he mentions shushalchu of v'isayil lefon of Rambi Yitzchak. But then the midah of emes, he says it in very expansive terms. He doesn't say Elokai. He says Lokim haroye osim odi v'ana yom hazeh hamalach hagoyel osim mikol ra. Number two is that the issue that the Ramban says might be contrary to the midah of emes fits in both according to the traditional approach of emes being truth, as well as what I'm suggesting, that emes is loyalty. Because one could argue that when Yaakov was able to match Lavan, you could say there was a lapse of loyalty there. Right? Again, Yaakov kept his deal, his side of the deal, but he still was taking care of Lavan's sheep. And Lavan didn't want to give so many sheep to Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu made a deal. Okay, I'll take the Nekudim this time, I'll take the Nevudim this time. I have to make a different design on the sticks. I'll work it out. All right? So integrity there was. No one was cheating anybody. But was Yaakov being a loyal shepherd? Yesh lo dun b'zeh. Why? Because Lavan was the Baal HaBos. Lavan didn't want Yaakov to have so many sheep. And Yaakov was getting more sheep. Right? So you could argue it was a lapse in loyalty. And that's what the Ramban is saying. Gam b'avur shehutzrach lesnaigim Lavan b'der. He had to conduct himself with Lavan for survival purposes. He had to conduct himself with derech pisalto, veinenu derech emes. So it had to wait to this point before Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov the right binvua to associate himself with this midah. Hayoytze mikol zeh. Is that that's pshat in Hamalach HaGoyel, right? Hamalach HaGoyel, the bracha that we say, first of all, is the second half of a bracha. And Hamalach HaGoyel is Yaakov conferring or being megala the midah of Yaakov Avinu, the midah of Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making it accessible to us, allowing us to dive into that midah, and that's the midah that will be of utmost importance through Golos. Right? The midah of Chesed we'll always need. The midah of Gevura we will always need. But the ongoing midah that a Jew needs in Golos is that he knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Haroya Oisi Me'oidi Ba'ada Yemezeh. And Hamalach HaGoyel Isi Mikorah. Oinel beisirasei. The Chidah writes, Chidah says, what's the most important thing to daven for in Yom Neirah? The one tefillah which is kol kol tefillahs. The Chidah writes, a person should mispalel that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will always answer all of his tefillahs throughout the year. Yes, he done for one thing. He done because Baruch Hu should answer his tefillahs. All right, that's the Pshat HaMalcha Goel. Okay. Yeshikarach.